A car bomb explosion at a security building in Egypt's Nile Delta town of the Kahlia has left at least 14 people dead, mostly policemen. More than 100 people have also been injured. The interim government has accused the Muslim Brotherhood of orchestrating the attack. Egyptian Prime Minister Hazem Biblawi has called the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist group hours after a car bomb killed at least 14 people and injured over 100 others. Most of the casualties, as I said, were police officers. The incident occurred in the Nile Delta province of Mansour. A Bahraini court has acquitted two police officers who were accused of torturing doctors in the country's jails. One of the police officers is a member of the Bahraini royal family. The case is the latest in a string of acquittals of members of the security forces accused of using excessive force against prisoners. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called for Iran's participation in the Syria peace talks, saying Tehran can play a very important role in the negotiations. Earlier, International Envoy Lakhdar Brahimi said the U.S. is opposed to Iran's participation in the talks scheduled for January the 22nd. The U.S. military has deployed about 150 Marines to a base in the Horn of Africa to prepare for possible further evacuations of U.S. citizens from South Sudan. The move was made in response to the intensification of the conflict between rebels and government forces over the past few days. The British Ministry of Defense has confirmed that a British soldier has been killed in an attack in Afghanistan. Another NATO soldier was also killed in a separate attack in the east of the country. His nationality has not been announced yet. Israel has released Palestinian prisoner Samir al-Issawi after he agreed to end a lengthy hunger strike. He went on hunger strike in protest over Tel Aviv's decision to send him back to prison to serve the remaining 16 years of an earlier 26-year sentence. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has condemned the U.S. spying activities on former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, calling the move unacceptable. He made the remarks after reports last week said U.S. and British intelligence agencies spied on the former Israeli premier.